In this week's parashas Bechukosai, the beginning of the Teuchecha, so the Pesukim talk about what was the problem. It starts off with what Klaisa was not, what the person or Klaisa was not doing, and that would bring the Teuchecha. And it says, V'imechukosai timosu, V'imes mishpatai tigal nafshechem. And the Pesuk continues and it says, So the Sopranos says on the Pasuk of Imu Sishmuli, you're not doing all of the mitzvahs. What's going to happen is you're going to do the mitzvahs that you decide make sense, as opposed to the commitment of all of the mitzvahs, which means a person who is totally committed and will be doing all of the mitzvahs because that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu said. And the Pesukim stress the fact that there are chukah, we're talking about the chukas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a person over here says, I'm not going to do the chukim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu because it doesn't make sense to me. I'm only going to do the ones which make sense to myself. So what's going to happen is, the next pasuk says, that so you're going to find that the chukim, you find they don't make sense, and you're going to be uncomfortable with them, and you're going to have a bad attitude towards them. It's not just enough that you're not going to do them, you're going to have a bad attitude. The next step is mishpatai tigal nafshechem. So what's you the mishpatim make sense, so what's going to happen over there? So you're going to beguile them. Eventually you're going to say, I don't want to do the mishpatim either, because the mishpatim limit me from doing, once I've decided to drop the chukim, and I want to do what I want, so that takes over the person. Eventually the mishpatim get in the way also. So what you will do is you'll create an attitude towards the mishpatim also. And eventually you will end up, made for the bris, you'll end up being like all the other nations, that we can do whatever we want. So Rav Gifter points out that this is a fascinating issue which we have when we're dealing with people who are in the world of Kira, with people who are coming from. You know, we do that, the person who comes from, because he sees certain areas and certain elements make sense to him, and he wants to do them. And that's his commitment to Torah and to mitzvahs is predicated, as it were, onto what is within his range of understanding. And he definitely starts only with the ones which he really are within the range of understanding. So here he is doing only the ones which are near Beinov. And that's a very dangerous place. If a person doesn't grow past that and grow beyond that and eventually come to commit totally to all of the mitzvahs, so he hasn't truly been mekabel the Torah. Klaisel comes to the Kabbalah the Torah and they say Nasib and Nishma. What they were saying is that our understanding of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is such that we recognize that we really should give over our minds to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, let a Kodesh Baruch Hu decide what's right and what's wrong. So the intelligent thing for a person is from the actions which you see somebody's acting intelligently and do something intelligent, you go to the doctor, you say, well, you know, it's not intelligent to let the doctor decide for me. I should decide myself. That's true, but I don't know what's right and what's wrong. I can ask the doctor to explain everything to me, but at the end of the day, I'm relying on somebody who knows more than me. So if that's true when I'm dealing with a doctor or dealing with a scientist or dealing with the architect or dealing with the engineer, so Kal v'chomer, ben menasha Kal v'chomer, we should be able to do that, I think, when relating to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.